Welcome back to the Igniting Minds podcast, a new way to learn at Software One. In this series, you will learn from the stories and insights of some of your fellow Swarmies from around the world. So let's meet our guest with your host, Jackie O'Brien.
Welcome to the show, Sonia. It's a real privilege to have you today. Could you please introduce yourself to the Swarmies out there who don't know who you are?
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for inviting me first. So my name is Sonia, as you know, and it will be soon my work anniversary because it will be 10 years in the company. And right now I'm running the sales business for LATAM, new challenge that I would say enjoying.
And how long have you been at Software One?
10 years. 10 years. Now in May, it will be 10 years at Software One. So long time ago when I started, but it was like yesterday. So many things have happened during these last days that it's just a new adventure every day, I would say.
I'm sure. You've just told me that you recently moved to Mexico. So that has been quite a transition for you. Tell us a little bit more about your career journey and how you've ended up leading the LATAM sales team and now in Mexico.
Good. Yes. So I would say I joined by accident the technology industry 25 years ago. I used to work for an insurance company, and I was so bored until someone called me and said, "Hey, Sonia, we're looking for someone who speaks French, Spanish, English, and that might want to join a company that is going to be created here in Spain, and we need people speaking different languages." So this company was Insight, and they were at this time launching the subsidiary in Spain. So I remember there were two persons at this time to launch the subsidiary in Spain. The country leader, who was French and who couldn't barely speak Spanish, and myself that could speak Spanish, but without any idea about technology at this time. So we were the perfect partners for a disaster. However, I believe we did a good job. We worked a lot, but we managed to position the company as one of the first partners of Microsoft, despite the strong competition we had in the market, and this in a very, very short period of time. So a lot of learnings during this time. And then after that, this French country leader left the company, and I was asked to take the role. And this was really my first experience as a leader. Believe me, I suffered a lot, but the learnings were amazing. So, and I remember one mistake I made. I was just hiring ladies and no men. And I didn't realize that until someone in Microsoft told me, "Sonia, why are you only women in the company?" And I said, "But I don't know. I don't know." So I started hiring also men, diversity, but in my case, it was diversity, but in the wrong way. And some learnings when you're young. And I really enjoyed it. And I would say that this was my school at this time, not only in terms of learning technology, but also about leading a team and taking them to the next step. Then I went to Dell, and where I was running the end user computing business line for different countries in Europe. I stayed there like 6 years, and suddenly I received a call from someone in Software One. Inviting to join, inviting me to join the company. This was in 2011, I think, no, 2014. And well, at this time, I have no clue who was the Software One, to be honest. But they convinced me about this regarding the strategy they had in mind, transforming the business, and it was like, okay, this means going back, starting to build something from scratch again. A lot of challenges, but it could be a nice story to tell in the future. So I couldn't reject the idea of a new adventure. So 10 years later, I'm here. So I've been running the business in Spain during these last years. And last October, I said, okay, I want to take a plane and I want to visit LATAM. So this is where I am right now. A new adventure and again, a lot of learnings, I would say.
Wow, what a journey. Thank you so much.
This is a summary of my life. I'm very, very old now, so I try to summarize it as much as I could.
That's fantastic. What an adventure you've had in your career. I think what really comes across to me is the mindset of, well, I suppose the growth mindset that you've had throughout your career, the willingness to try new things, to fail at times, as you said, and just to look for new adventures in your career. Looking back, what other sort of mindsets do you think have contributed to your success?
I would say, well, definitely work. So this is not happening because you stay at home waiting for something. So definitely is work. But for me, it has been a continuous learning. So every next step was about learning something new. And it was about something new. You know that you're going to suffer because you suffer when you learn something new. But finding the way to enjoy it. So, and feeling great. Okay, I didn't know how to do that, but now I know how to do it. And I have enjoyed the process. So basically, for me, it's all about that. And
yeah. Oh, I love that. So really sort of seeing the value in the learning that comes from these challenges.
At least for me. I don't know for the others, but for me, it's the learning, testing new things. And I remember one of my managers telling me, Sonia, you should be more confident in your strength. And because you do a lot of things, you don't realize what you do, but not everybody is this way. So you should be more confident with yourself. So, you know, like the imposter syndrome, which is and it's like again. And these words from him said, well, yes, maybe he's right. So I should be more confident in my strengths and what I can do. And this is what I try to think every time I decide to go for a new adventure.
Wonderful. So you remind yourself of your past success and use that as sort of to build your confidence when you try something new. Yeah, I think that's quite hard when people say just believe in yourself. And it's like, well, okay, how do I do that? But I think reflection, actually taking the time to pause and think about, wow, look at everything I've done. Like, okay, I'm not doing so badly. So that's wonderful. That's great to hear that. You know, speaking of advice, you mentioned that a colleague or a leader said you need to believe in yourself more. What other pieces of advice have you received in the past that have made a difference to your career?
I mean, the advice I have received is not only from the professional, from a professional source, but also from family. My father, for example, is very important. So just to give you an idea, I do forecast with my father every Sunday when I go for lunch with them. So he's like, okay, what are you doing?
Oh, wow.
How is the business running? Are you closing the deal? Are you not? So this is, my father is very, very business minded. And so he's stressing me more than than Rohit, I would say, as a joke. I'm just joking. But my father was very, very smart and very clever. And he was the one always saying, you can go do better. You can go do better. So I think this is like the right advice. Then from the professional environment, I have to say that I've been very, very lucky. Not only with some managers I have had, that really supported me because they really delegated a lot. So you learn from yourself at the end, but they believed in you. So I think this is one of the things more important. But I learned a lot from the team I've been working with. And it doesn't matter if they were reporting to me, it doesn't matter if they were just colleagues from other areas or whatever, but from the best people, I've learned from them, I would say. So this would be, any advice coming from these people was good.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing. It's lovely to hear your relationship with your father. That's I love that you do forecasting with him. Fabulous.
Yeah.
And it's so critical to surround yourself with people who can support you, you know, whether it's in family, friends, colleagues, coworkers. You know, obviously as a function in learning and development, we try to provide as much support that you need, but you really learn based on the job. So having, you know, learning from your team, getting coaches, you know, being willing to, you know, ask questions and get advice from those around you is so critical. So thank you for really showing that in action. You know, there's so much to learn. What do you think is the most critical skill we need to learn today to be successful in our career?
I would say empathy. I would say humble, for sure. So I'm more focused on the soft skills. At the end, the technical skills is something you learn, and it's easy to learn, and you spend time, you learn, you get technical skills for the specific tasks you need to do. But soft skills, it's not easy to learn soft skills. So whether you are you're empathic, you are humble, just to ensure that, okay, I am humble because I'm not sure I know everything, so I need to learn from the best, I need to learn to study, whatever. So just be humble. So I mean, and the people really notice that at the end, I would say. Yes, and empathy, I think it's quite important because it helps you to understand the issue that the other side have, so maybe you can collaborate with them and try to find the solution. So sometimes, just an auxiliary example, no, this is I'm blaming I don't know, finance, because they don't provide they don't give me a credit for my customer. Okay, but why finance? Why do you think finance is doing that? So just try to understand what's happening on the other side of the story. So I think this helps to collaborate more and find the right solution.
Yeah, that is music to my ears. I mean, I'm currently leading professional development at Software One, which is all focused on soft skills. We've been focusing on emotional intelligence because we really do that by developing your emotional intelligence. How you manage yourself and your emotions will help you to sort of firstly build resilience, but also collaborate and work better with others. And part of emotional intelligence is definitely having that empathy, that willingness to understand, put yourself in their shoes before reacting. So thank you. That was a wonderful sort of segue into the work that we do. But thank you so much for sharing that. Let's look a little bit more about leadership.
Okay.
So what does leadership mean to you?
Oh, that's a very nice nice question. So for me, I would say serving people. It's all about serving people, no matter who they are. So it can be your colleagues, and it can be for sure the people that is working with you, reporting to you. So I think as a leader, we are here to help our people to be excellent at what they do in order to achieve our common objectives. So, and I remember the first time I heard this about serving, as a leader, we are here for serving. I really liked it. And it is true. So we are here to help them to learn, to study, to be better, to be excellent. And together we will ensure that we reach our goals.
Mm-hmm. That's a lovely definition. I think it's one of the challenges I hear from leaders is that you want to be there for your people, but at the same time, you know you've got to drive results. So it's really hard to find that balance. Is that something you can relate to? And what advice would you have to leaders who sort of, you know, find it hard to be balancing people and the numbers and results?
If I have to give an advice to someone that wants to be a leader, I would first ask him to analyze exactly what would make him a good leader. And the second advice would be, do not have any fear for working with people that you think they are much better than you. So I think it's fundamental that you have the best people around you. And maybe sometimes it's a mistake we make because of lack of confidence or whatever, and we tend to avoid having people with more knowledge, more expertise. But as a leader, you can't know everything. So you really need to have the best around you and learn from them. That would be my advice, yeah.
Yes, I think you spot on, because sometimes there's this myth that as a leader, you should know everything, but it's not. It's about having the people around you can help sort of come up with a solution, identifying that talent that will help you achieve the vision and the strategy. So, yeah, and that takes humility, something it seems that you really value, and also, I suppose, a bit of vulnerability to say, you know what, I don't know the answer here. Let's reach out. Who does? Who can help us? Love that. What can you share a story perhaps of a leader who has greatly influenced you?
I can share one. It's a funny one. So there have been a lot of people that influenced me. But normally I really admire people that I think that are intelligent. So for me, people being very smart is something that I admire. But and people who has all these soft skills we were talking about. So being respectful, humble, and so on. So it's a funny story that happened to me with Patrick Winter, our founder. He decided to come to Spain to visit us, and we went to visit our most strategic customer at this time. So I debriefed Patrick about the customer, all the opportunities we were working on, but I forgot to mention something very important, which was that the customer had a predisposition to narcolepsy. So we went to the customer, so I knew about that because in my first meeting, the customer just fell asleep. And I felt terribly bad at this time because I was presenting and it was my first meeting with him. And the guy just fell asleep. But anyway, he was the one deciding about all the stuff we're spent in this very strategic customer. So we had huge opportunities at this time. So when Patrick came, I took him to the customer. But I forgot to mention this important thing, narcolepsy. So we were in the meeting and Patrick was just presenting all the good things about SoftwareOne, our portfolio. So he was doing an amazing presentation. And suddenly I looked at the guy and he was sleeping. And I looked at Patrick and Patrick realized that the guy was sleeping. So can you imagine, as a leader, you came to visit a counter and and suddenly I could see Patrick thinking, I'm going to awake this man. So he's not going to sleep anymore. So he continues. There were more people in the room. So he continued to present, but speaking louder and louder and louder. So the guy woke up. So Patrick did all the presentation. And at the end, the guy was very, very pleased. And Sonia, we really need to talk about what Patrick mentioned. And I said, okay, no problem. So finally, we had a very good business. But I mean, what I really liked is this moment, like you play a tennis match, you're losing, and you think, okay, this is my last chance. And you go for it. So Patrick was exactly this way of person. So he's, no matter the problem is, we need to fight until the end. So never, never give up. And I could see the, it was a very, very strange situation. So normally I really admire that despite the challenges or the embarrassment you may have, if you continue and you continue, you should be successful. So this is one of the story, and but the funny thing is that Patrick didn't mention that the guy was asleep, so we never talked about that. So it was just the situations that we never talked about that after. So that was a funny situation.
That is brilliant. I'm going to remember that. I love that. Just that grit, that perseverance, like, I'm not stopping this presentation. I'm going. And that certainly showed up. I love that. Thank you for sharing that with us. There's so much involved in being a leader. Can you think of, that was sort of a wonderful, inspiring example, the grit, the determination. Can you perhaps think of an example of a recent leadership challenge that you have faced and some of the steps you've taken to overcome it or you taking to overcome it?
So, I would talk about my last challenge, which is coming to LATAM. And I think it's so you've been in the company for 10 years. You've been running your business in Spain with mostly the same team. You know your team. They know you. They know your strengths, your weaknesses, and so on. And the same. We work together. You know exactly with whom you work well, and suddenly you decide, you take the opportunity to say, okay, let's go to LATAM. The role is larger than what you used to do, and new culture, but it's not one culture. Every single country in the region have their own culture. Even if we speak the same language, this language doesn't mean the same thing. So we speak the same language, but some sentence or words have a different meaning. And when I say culture, as a Spanish people, we are more direct. We are very direct. We go straight to the point in a nice way. But you really see if you go this way in LATAM, it doesn't work. So the people is not used to telling the things in a very direct way, so you need to be more softer and so on. But I think it's more about the team. So the team is there. The team is well set up. You don't know anybody. And we are talking about large team. They are watching from someone that is coming from Spain that don't know anything about LATAM. So when I say you need to be humble, your objective is Sonia, LATAM needs to grow. So this is your first priority. So you need to take decisions in a very, very quick way, but ensuring that you analyze everything before. And you just have a very, very short period of time for doing that. And so you need to work with the people that you have just met. You don't know who are the good ones, who are the bad ones. There's no bad ones. So, and you cannot fail with the team in LATAM. So I think it has been 6 months really, 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 really curious. Different in my life, I would say. And I don't know if I have overcome it with the team. So for me, the team is really, really, really important. But I think, I said, okay, I have to do everything in very short of time, but the most important is all about respect. So I don't know what happened before, but I know these people were there, they were working, they were fighting. And it's not me coming to LATAM and saying, "Hey, everything is going to change," you know, because you were bad in the past. Now you're going to be good because it's me. So it's all about respect and understanding, and this is the way you build a new team and you see that maybe the results are changing. I hope.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, I think I.
So yes, LATAM, I would say the last challenge, yeah.
Absolutely, a big challenge and wonderful. You're a wonderful example to leaders out there, but also to the female community on how you're taking on this massive challenge. So it's really inspiring to watch and learn from. And what I'm hearing a lot is this constant humility, this empathy, respect for others, all those soft skills coming through and building a team to drive success. Just before we finish, is there any last sort of words of advice that you'd give to someone who's aspiring to be in a leadership role one day?
What I was mentioned before is for me is let me say another example, but a lot of times, I would say, people just came to my office or to my place saying, "I want to be a manager." And, okay, why? So, but without explaining why. So they don't know exactly why. It's like their natural career development. So next step, I want to be a manager. And my question is why? So what is so fun about... Why do you think you're going to enjoy that? Okay, is it just about salary increase? It is just because you really think that you're going to support the team? Or is it just about ego? Ego? Okay. And so maybe being a manager is not just the natural career development. So... just think about it. So why is the reason you want to be a leader? And this is mainly my main advice, to really analyze that. So if you want to be a leader because you think that this is another step, you're going to learn, you're going to support people, you're going to develop people, fine, go for it. But if it is just because I want the following title, but this is sad, I would say.
Well, yeah, true. Great advice. Yeah, there's many ways you can progress in your career. Leadership is one of them, but there's different ways to feel that you're progressing. And I think that's really good to get crystal clear that, is this what I really want? Because it's not all it's cut out to be, let's be honest. You touched on one thing it's something we're driving in Power You, our professional development, which is cultural intelligence. Launching in Q3, we've got a new tool that we're sharing with the business called Country Navigator, which helps you navigate those differences when you're working with teams in different countries. And it's even locating and leading teams in different countries. So that's certainly something that could help us. I mean, I'm South African, I live in America, we speak the same language, but boy, are we different on many levels. So, it's critical. Do you now live in Mexico, or are you still traveling between Spain and Mexico and LATAM?
No, I just moved to Mexico. So a week ago. So I arrived a week ago here in Mexico. I've got some visa issues. So right now I cannot leave Mexico and I cannot go outside of Mexico until this visa problem is fixed. But I have to say, I mean, the team has been very, very nice. Laura, the country leader here in Mexico, she took care of me. She picked me up at the airport. And just before arriving, leaving Spain, I had so many things like end of quarter, new good to market, moving my house, everything. So I didn't realize I was leaving Spain for Mexico. And I just realized when I landed in Mexico, I said, like, what I'm doing here? And was very lucky because Laura, the country manager, she came to pick me up at the airport. And it was like, I was alone in the airport with my two big suitcases. And it was like seeing an angel coming, supporting you. She brought me, she bought me the basic kit for starting in a new house. I mean, like something to eat the following day. So it was, very, very, very grateful about that. And yes, I'm in Mexico, so it has been more than a week now. I feel like at home, to be honest, right now.
That's great. Thank you. Well, I'd love to hear, and we can connect in a few months' time, and I'd love to hear about some of the cultural lessons you've had transitioning from Spain to Mexico, because I'm sure there will be. So thank you so much for your time, Sonia. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you. I feel like I've learned so much in this call. To wrap up, we have a little bit of a rapid fire using one word. So five things, let's go.
Okay.
What would be one word to describe you?
I would say natural. I mean, this is what you see, this is what I am.
One book to read?
The Little Prince from Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. I read this book several times in my life, when I was a child, when I had nieces and so on. And you can think different thing about the book every time you read it. It depends on the period of time you are, I would say.
Now, that's a beautiful book. One podcast to listen to?
So I'm listening, Maria, I don't know if you would know her, but she's called Marian Rojas Estape. She's a medical psychiatrist in Spain. She's very, very, very well known. She makes a lot of events all around the world, and it's all about happiness, or the research into happiness and stress management. But she really explains what happens in your body, so physically, when you have some stress moment or whatever. So you can. She really explains what's going on in your body, and. And she gives you very nice tips to overcome all this stress and so on. And sometimes I use some of the tips, and it works. And she's very good at talking about that. So all about searching happiness, but stress management. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look that one up. Thank you. One thing you do for fun.
Diving. I love diving. And diving. So definitely.
Well, you moved to a good place to go and do that. Yeah, wonderful.
Yes. I told you I had two suitcases. One is clothes and the other one is my diving equipment.
Excellent. Yes. And in the last one rule to live by.
Enjoy the simple pleasures of life. And just enjoy. Whatever you do, just enjoy it. If you are with your parents for lunch, enjoy it. If you're with your friend, enjoy it. If you're at work in a good environment, enjoy it. If you go to President Club, really, really enjoy it. Just enjoy the moment. I would say that, yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's a perfect way to end. Once again, thank you so much, Sonia, for your time. I really feel this has been such a great conversation. I've learned a lot. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It has been a pleasure, Jackie. See you very soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.